It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The new word firstable popped onto the radar last week, and people quickly blame the internet, but that may not be right.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our word guru, University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Rena.
First of all, I had never heard firstable or secondable until I saw a social media post about it last week. Those are more examples of acorns, Ann?
They are, and I love that you were the first one who let me know about the activity around firstable last week. So I heard from you, and then within minutes, I heard from a former student of mine who alerted me to a post on BuzzFeed by Ryan Broderick, and it was called "People Are Actually Writing the Word Firstable Online Instead of First of All." And then the subtitle was "What Has the Internet Done to Our Brains?" And then they go through and they show these posts with firstable, which is an acorn, so a reinterpretation of a phrase. So in this case, first of all, which becomes firstable. And as the BuzzFeed post noted, now not only do we have firstable, but we appear to also have secondable.
So can we blame the internet for this?
I'm not sure we can. Ben Zimmer has already put firstable into the acorn database now, and his first example is 1996. From a mailing list. So it may predate the internet buzz about it.
Yeah, things weren't real active online in 1996. I know because they had AOL Online. What about firstly and secondly? I see that quite often as well.
How do you feel about firstly?
I don't like it. I don't know why. I just don't like the way it sounds.
And you're not alone. There's been a lot of criticism of firstly, starting in the 19th century when people said, ugh, this horrible neologism, this horrible new word. It actually wasn't new in the 19th century. It goes back to the 16th century. But people didn't like it. And there was some advice that you should use first rather than firstly, sometimes because it's shorter. But then you'll get these awkward things where people will say first and then secondly and thirdly, which then other people don't like because it's not parallel.
Right. Other interesting acorns on the horizon?
Well, there's one that I like here at the holiday season, which is the reinterpretation of hollandaise sauce.
Oh, my favorite.
As holiday sauce.
Yes, that's a good one. And how about coleslaw?
I like the coleslaw instead of coleslaw. And there's one on the acorn database about a new leash on life. That's, and I like the idea that I have a leash around my life.
I think it's perfect. And so I suppose we could signal out someone and embarrass them.
We could, and the acorns just proliferate.
Thanks, Anne.
Have a good one.